Okay, so good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan for Wednesday, the 11th of June. Hope you're keeping well. Good to have you with us. The whole idea of this session, as you know, is for us to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now, we seem to have concluded trade talks between the US and China. It seems like we have a framework for some sort of agreement. There was an agreement a few weeks back, the Geneva Agreement between the US and China, and that seems to be still on the table, which is kind of an exchange for rare earth on the Chinese side, in exchange for technology and chips from the US. So it's a bit of a trade-off. A lot of negotiations, clearly. Trump and Xi are very much involved. Very little meat on the bones, we would probably suggest. It seems to be more of a handshake rather than any kind of formal agreement as such. So I don't know, we're kind of left scratching our head a little bit. We'll see how, you know, we get further updates as we proceed through the trading day. Now there's another major important news event this afternoon, which is around US inflation. The markets are going to gear up for that. And there's very little sort of high probability trading opportunities, really. And we'll show you the charts in just a second. Across all asset classes, there's kind of this malaise, there's kind of this sort of low volume kind of sideways moves. So not a huge amount of clarity, it seems. So we'll have a look at the charts now in just a second. Please see a risk warning. Now, in terms of a bit of an introduction, profitable traders need to consider which markets to trade, where do we then enter and exit the markets, how do we manage risk, how do we manage each trade to a successful outcome along with trading psychology, all very important features. We address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we are strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. So we've got this US-China trade deal just ticking away in the background. If there was progress made, we'd probably see the equity markets rally. They've been grinding higher, but now they seem to be pulling back a little bit. So we're going to Wednesday the 11th. So this is the most significant news event of the day, which is around US inflation, which is 1:30 p.m. this afternoon. We'll be broadcasting live for this event. So we'll prepare for it as a major scheduled news event. And year-on-year CPI, headline CPI, 2.5%, slightly elevated. And we've got core CPI as well, looking slightly elevated. So these forecasts are probably in line with kind of acceptable mild increases in inflation. If inflation comes in a little bit hotter than these numbers, then that may see a very significant reaction. And as always, these figures, it kind of depends on the underpinning for these figures and how that appears. So we'll have our expectations later on this afternoon. We'll have our potential outcomes on screen, and when we get the numbers, we will see if the market reaction is very much in line with our expectations. And as always around these news events, if we get that, then we're able to pull the trigger and hopefully get into some trades. There is some potentially decent price action setting up. The benefit of a sideways moving market is when eventually you get a breakout either to the upside or to the downside, and that's what we can be prepared for. And just to let you know, tomorrow we're going to get PPI numbers, which are looking, if you compare and contrast to the previous numbers, they're certainly a little bit more elevated. We were at negative territory previously. Now we're in positive territory again. So slight uptick in inflation, certainly from last month. Okay, so the concern is that inflation can come back and it can bite people quite aggressively. Just looking at, we've got the S&P and the NASDAQ just at the top left and top center. You can see the reaction to the trade deal. It's a little bit on the disappointing side because it seems to be an agreement framework. They already had an agreement framework going into talks. Now they've got one with President Xi and Trump all, you know, supporting the framework now. So yeah, trying to get a clear-cut answer is pretty challenging. Now, what we can say about the US indices is that we've been grinding higher. Something to keep an eye out for is the fact that we're actually quite close to all-time highs. So let's zoom out a little bit. So this is a bit of a worry and a concern because it means there's a lot of resistance above the current prices and we are sort of grinding to the upside, but we kind of have to navigate these highs. And what you'd be concerned about, of course, is prices failing to make new highs and then that rollover trade. We're not too sure what a rollover trade with the US indices kind of looks like, but you can see we're pretty close to all-time highs. So the buy trade is a bit of a concern now, and we'll see if we get a bit of a sell trade setting up. We don't really have a good quality set up to the downside either just yet, but you know, things like inflation can potentially shift that narrative. So US indices is grinding higher, but we've got concerns about the setup and we've got massive resistance just above these levels. Now, if we break above these all-time highs, then we can probably say, right, well, there's a lot of upside that these markets can move. And there's your V-shaped recovery again in the US indices. Now, everywhere else, it's a slightly different story. So crude oil, we've had that pullback. We had the rejection yesterday. We said yesterday as this price was rallying that we don't really like the buy trade. We'd much prefer to see a rejection of the highs around $65 and these prices begin to roll back over. And that's what we can keep an eye out for. So it could be a sell trade around the 63.50. We keep an eye on that. Gold, it's one of these markets that are just in a bit of a kind of a sideways move. It's looking a little bit more bullish. Yesterday, quite indecisive. We need to get a little bit more feedback in terms of this trade deal, some of the finer details, if there is any. We need to be a positive spin on whatever talks they have, and that seems to be kind of where we're at. So, look, we've got a little bit of dollar strength. Certainly, we are struggling to make new highs, and we're not too far away from structural failure trades actually to the downside now. For the pound dollar, that would be the 134.15. The euro dollar, our bias for now is still very much to the upside, but look at the price action that we have. And there's nothing kind of clear cut there for us. And we're just finding the same across most markets. A bit of dollar strength against the yen. While we're talking about the yen, let's have a quick look. We're still sort of making new highs. And we have a BOJ that keeps pivoting, unfortunately, on its communications. So just a distinct lack of clarity across most of these markets. Dollar Swiss, just over the last 2 weeks, it's rejection of highs and we just need to see an awful lot more from the dollar. So even the dollar CAD, which has been strengthening quite aggressively for the last 2, 4, 6, 8 days, the momentum is to the downside, but you'd be sitting in those trades for a little while and not the most compelling of opportunities. Similar situation with the Aussie dollar, just to the upside a little bit more. So there's a bit of a mixed dollar picture. We've got dollar strength against the euro, the pound. and the yen and the Swiss franc. And then against the commodity currencies, we're seeing a bit of broad weakness. So, yeah, difficult to navigate. What we do like is crude oil below the 63.50. That trade is setting up. And you see, we do like a buy trade in gold, but we've got lower highs. We've got a narrowing of price action, clearly defined narrowing of price action. And the quality of the trade is just not that great. So let's trade pretty much what we see. Okay, so we amend our trade plan briefly then. We don't really have a huge amount to add. Mixed market conditions due to uncertainty around US trade talks. So US CPI inflation. With US CPI inflation numbers due out later. So we want to keep all options open. I think that's fair. Potential further weakness. Yeah. Let's just put crude oil. Crude oil sell below. Crude oil sell below the 63.50. So we've waited quite patiently for the trade. We potentially get an opportunity. So yeah, US bond yields are just in a bit of a sideways pattern across the curve from 2 year to 10 year to 30 year. We do have these bond auctions, which could cause a bit of a panic. More so tomorrow around a 30 year bond auction in the US. But we'll talk about that in a little bit more detail tomorrow. So listen, on that note, this is our trade plan. It's not particularly exciting, I'm afraid. We've got the potential for a few opportunities. We've got broadly sideways moving markets. When we get some confirmation, there'll be decent trades. The frustrating part of trading now for us and the psychology of our approach is more around, you know, patience, just waiting for a good opportunity to come. And don't forget, we look at some of the most liquid, volatile markets in the world. So we're kind of looking at the macro picture, and the macro picture is a bit bland and a bit sideways and a bit inactive. And patience for us is going to be play an important role. Okay, so listen, on that note, guys, thanks very much for joining us. The narratives are a bit difficult to consider. So we'll discuss those when we have something more tangible, perhaps to offer. So if we can be patient right now, we're sure we will get some good opportunities relatively soon. And in fact, today's CPI numbers could be the catalyst for a very significant market move. So listen, on that note, guys, thanks for joining us as always. The trade plan is posted in the chat box. And those of you that can join us for the European trading mentorship session, we'll be broadcasting in just about a minute's time. So from everyone here, thanks for joining us. Take care. I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.